As you've no doubt heard, the opioid crisis is the deadliest drug epidemic in American history. Health workers using every strategy to save lives, inventing some new strategies along the way. And in San Francisco, overdose training is now happening in interesting places. Laura Clivins of KQED reports.
Kristen Marshall gets comfortable on a bright red pleather sofa at St. Mary's Pub, a dive bar in San Francisco's Mission District. 10 people trickle inside from the midday sun. Some wear funky glasses, some have sleeve tattoos.
You know, nobody made you be here. You just knew that this was something that was good.
Marshall places a white nasal sprayer on a table in front of her. It's Narcan, the drug that reverses opioid overdoses.
And you wanted to be prepared to look out for your customer base, and in many cases, like your direct communities that you're from.
Marshall works with the city's public health department. Her typical audience is drug users, but today she's talking to people who work at bars, clubs, and festivals. She tells them what signs to look for if they suspect someone is overdosing on opioids, like heroin or fentanyl.
Unable to maintain consciousness, or they're going to be real hard to wake up, especially if alcohol is involved, and they're not breathing enough.
A person's body will droop. Their skin will become ashen or bluish gray.
The first step is that 911 call. Now you're going to stimulate them awake with pain.
Like a knuckle rub to the sternum.
If they go right back out or they just are not responsive, the next thing is the Narcan. So then you're going to take this all the way up their nose. One click. That's it.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, of course.
After the class, everyone gets a Narcan 2-pack to take to their next shift. This is Marshall's 10th Narcan training session for the nightlife industry. One of them was for Hush Concerts, a music production company in San Francisco. At the Hush offices, creative director Robbie Cole points to a photo on the wall. It's of a good friend and a DJ he worked with a lot.
And you can just see, you know, how effervescent a person he was.
That friend died 3 years ago. Cole and his colleagues still don't know from what. But after Cole took the Narcan training, he began to suspect his friend died from an opioid overdose.
The signs were really all there. And had, I think, people on that site had that kind of training, they might have been able to intervene.
At most events, Cole's employees are the only sober people. Lots of patrons experiment with new substances, sometimes not knowing what's in them. That's why he had Kristen Marshall train his entire company. He hopes that someday, if needed, they can save a life.
We who are of the after-hours community, you know, who live this beautiful life that's very undersung, can actually make a difference for people.
Hush Concerts sends emergency bags to each event the company staffs. Inside, there are adapters, plugs, power cables, anything a DJ may need. There's also a first aid kit, which now includes 2 doses of Narcan. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Clivens in San Francisco.
We are also hearing that some libraries are checking out Narcan kits for the town's health officials. What is your town doing to combat this terrible opioid crisis? Let us know, hereandnow.org.